Metro commuters, your attention please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Voices carry. Welcome, everybody. I'm going to have to figure out how, when I switch cameras, that it doesn't cut the music. It's kind of a hard cut. Welcome, everybody. It is 6:37 and 30 seconds on today's Voices Carry. Welcome. Yesterday was our first live stream of the Village board meeting, and I thought that was successful. We had fun. We brought a lot of new people into the world of how things, decisions are made in the Village, and it was successful, and we're going to keep doing it. I look forward to it. I changed the stoplight pattern to mimic more of a realistic stoplight. So let's get into it. So yesterday, like I mentioned, we have all the blueies still. I got the blue light. I changed it from green to blue in honor of Bluey. We still have all blueies are in service at the house, so we don't need our backups. Yesterday it was a lot of fun. We got to see the Village board. It was our first broadcast of that in the studio here. So there was a few hiccups, but it was fun that you got to enjoy those hiccups with me. And I always say, if you're failing, that means you're trying. So we definitely had some failures, but we overcame them. So these are all the supporting documents from the Village board meeting. It's kind of a nice little stack there. I'm actually just going through there. I found one fun thing that I'm going to bring to you, but this is going to be a fun Friday show. So we got that to look forward to. And then the one thing I did find is it's getting close to Christmas, and I saw, when I was flipping through, I saw candy cane. I'm like, what? And then I saw $5,000. I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a fun big candy cane. And I found in the, here, I'll show you. So it says the name of the manufacturer of the candy cane. It says Giant Fiberglass. I guess you could call it something else. Giant Fiberglass Candy Cane. $5,334.18. So Santa's turning a profit over there, it seems like. But that was fun to see. It was fun to find that. And then I looked up the website. I believe that's what it looks like. They come in three different sizes. I'm not sure which size they got, but I'm assuming it's the 12-foot version. Telling by the price there, or if they got multiple, but it is not plural on the line item. So I think we can expect that in downtown Cary or somewhere else. We'll have to find out where Santa puts that. I know we've touched on the Village of Cary's Twitter page before, and I am an equal opportunity person. So I was like, what's surrounding towns doing? So I pulled up the city of Crystal Lake. So the Village of Cary's, their last post, and this is such a great tool. The Twitter is pretty much a newspaper in your pocket. So you can really communicate with your citizens. Well, they have the Textcaster, or some people like to call it other means of communication. But they have the Textcaster. So that I think that would be the most efficient when used. And then the Village of Cary's Twitter page. The last one was June 22nd of 23. And then I went to the Crystal Lake Twitter page, and their last post was April 25th of 22. Fox River Groves, June 14th. I'm assuming of this year. And then the other one that was really most active was the Village of Algonquin that was close to us. Theirs was October 14th. So I am equal opportunity. The only reason why I bring it up is because I think we can utilize it for good stuff, whether it just be relaying. It could just be boring. If they don't speak your mind, and you're going to make mistakes like this live stream. I'm going to make mistakes. So just speak your mind and say what the village is going on in the village and have fun with it. When I worked for, it's just so many ways that you can get community engagement and get the people talking in a good way on Twitter or X, formerly known as Twitter. Detour alert. This came off of the village's Facebook page. The railroad crossing at Janus Cutoff Road in Cary. The detour will be posted. That's starting the 18th at 9 a.m. And it goes through the 25th. So plan your trip accordingly. The Cary Park District. Get ready for Smashing Good Time. I was going to pull up a Smashing Pumpkins song and make a pun. Just insert pun there. Bring your whole family and your pumpkins to roll into fall fun with our pumpkin roll, pumpkin smash. Mark your calendars and join us on Saturday, November 2nd from 9 to 10 a.m. at Lions Park. Operations to Home Improvement Industry Peer Do It Best Corp. So Do It Best used to be in Cary. So it sounds like they're taking back their turf. They're coming back home. Where they sell golf carts off of 14 used to be a Do It Best. It was painted all orange, I remember. And there was railroad tracks going into the barn. Since have been removed. So some corporate restructuring there. Cary School District 26. This cool weather isn't going to stop our students from enjoying time outside. Whether it's climbing on the playground, playing Foursquare, or just having fun in the fresh air, our classes are making the most of it. That was the best memories of, there's a Foursquare there. They didn't have them numbered when I went to school. I remember waiting in line for Foursquare, and it was really intense. Like, you would wait in line. If you're not familiar with Foursquare, so there's a box. You can see a box there. And I'm assuming that they didn't have this when I was back in my day. They didn't have the highlighted square, which is considered the king square. It was just a little line in the corner that you had to stand in. And the king starts it. Starts the ball with in hand, and then they bounce it in another square, and then that person in the other square has to bounce it into another square, and so on. And then if somebody misses it, you would get knocked out. Somebody waiting in line would come in. And as I got older, there was a whole bunch of rules that came on board of, like, just palming the ball and just smashing it and doing a huge bounce, and that wasn't allowed. Got talked to a few times about that. And doing spins, getting the ball. We had those Voight balls, do a spin. That was just the most fun. I always loved going in the first day of school and then seeing freshly painted four square lines on the pavement. So to if you guys are joining us for the first time, this is Voices Carry, and this this whole operation here exists for you. I am merely a talking head to convey information. If you have a shout out or a local event or a weather photo or any photo, or if you're not comfortable going on Facebook and you want to just email something and you don't want to be mentioned on air, you know, pretty much anything you want to get out to the people can be done through this show. You know, I have two children, and having kids does something to you. So when you see a need, you know, Carry Grove Chat, you know, there's toxic stuff sometimes online. So I think the conversation can be better, and the grass is not greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it. So that's what this show is about. Carry School District 26, join us for a community listening session. Share your thoughts on the capital improvement referendum and its impact on our schools. Don't miss out. Mark your calendars. I went to the October 3rd one. Very informative. The superintendent was there. He's very active with the kids and the staff. They have one October 18th, 21st, and the 30th at the Carry Public Library. Get your questions together. They're very adamant about it not raising your taxes, and them improving the safety of the schools and the infrastructure of the schools. And they have this sign. If you would like to get a sign for your yard, they have a Facebook page. Some parents put together a Facebook page. It's called District 26 Vote Yes. They have if you go to carryfact.com, that'll take you directly to the Facebook page. And then on there, you can see a form to sign up for a yard sign. So take a look at that. Go on to the school district's webpage and dive into what that all entails. And then make an educated vote come November 5th. The Daily Herald, more cameras that read the license plates of passing cars in search of lawbreakers soon could be installed in South Barrington. I included this because the Village of Carry does have a few of these at key points. I've seen them at schools as well. You can, and just different homeowners associations have them. They, on their webpage, they claim to keep the information secure, and it's only available to law enforcement. You might see a few more of these pop up. I mean, there's a lot of them, a lot of places. They're popular right now. They're all over the country pretty much, and it's all with the same company. So it's pretty much an effective thing for looking for plates or vehicles. So you're going to see more of these, possibly. The Jewels, don't miss out on our crazy digital deals this week, from 69 cents and 99 cents produce to $1.99 pantry fillers. We have great deals down every aisle. So that's at the Jewels. And then I wanted to do something local. I've been peppering in local businesses. Tasty Sushi. Actually, I wanted to say this. This show is not associated with the Village, or it's not associated with any specific organization. This is purely a venture just to make the community stronger for our families. So there's no agenda. There's no There's not going to be any merch being sold. No trucker hats that say "Voices Carry" on them. There's no agenda like that. So tasty sushi. I've had that a few times. The family, we've gone there a handful of times, and then we order good stuff. Cary Grove High School boys soccer. It looks like Daylight ended the match with 5 minutes to play in overtime. This is the second game that I've seen from the high school boys soccer that's been 0-0. So I think we got some hardcore soccer teams, because that's a sign of a good game in my book. To where both teams hold each other at zero. So check them out. And then I saw this photo on the McHenry County Historical Society Facebook page. This was downtown Fox River Grove. Mid-1940s. So it's not just Cary, it's surrounding area as well. I've said it before. I know it's for those of you that watch it consistently, it's I'm trying to say it during most broadcasts, because I think it's important for people to know why this exists. It's not to there's so many avenues of stuff right now with the national election going on, to really get into a lane and not be and kind of get bogged down. So wanted to have a place where people could see positivity. I think you can see from the set that I enjoy optimism and positive and putting light into the world. I've said it before, like knowing your neighbors is crucial. This show will never be like a mudslinging or talk about national politics. So it's just a clearinghouse for local events, and it's an investment that I'm putting my time away from my family, but I'm planning on it hopefully paying dividends for my kids if and when they decide to move back here, and as they get older, and for our current families, all of us in Cary, it's for you guys. If you want to send us anything, photos, events, like I mentioned earlier, I don't think I plugged the email, do voicescary@proton.me. That's voicescary@proton.me. That's the email's in the description. And we are broadcasting live. Been doing it every day, every weekday. Broadcasting live on X, Rumble, and YouTube. So I hope this provides some value to you, and you can make it your own. Send us suggestions, ideas, and they will not fall on deaf ears. Thank you for tuning in today. That's been Voices Cary, and we will see you tomorrow.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up. up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Play nice.